Customers and traders haggle over prices of food commodities at Bo Town's Maror Market today. Many people say they are shocked by the swift increase in the prices of commodities over the past few weeks. Victoria Yom, a resident of Bo Town, says she could not buy a sack of beans because of price hikes.
The prices have increased, and the money you have, maybe 30,000, cannot even afford a jerry can of cooking oil. Because if you want to buy cooking oil, then you will not have maize flour. And if you don't have maize flour, you may need sugar, you may need salt, and all these other things. So it becomes very hard, including beans and rice. So some of us who are from vulnerable, very vulnerable communities, we cannot afford. The only thing we are only doing now in the community is to keep that money. Then you keep buying this fish, the dry fish. If you can get a dokwa for 300 right now because it has increased, then you just make like that. With salt, you don't even put in ingredients.
Yom blames the state authorities for doing very little to regulate prices of commodities in the markets across Jonglei State. Awan Yak, a resident of the Upper Nile State capital, Malakal, says the ongoing conflict in Sudan has affected prices of food items in markets across Upper Nile State.
In Upper Nile here, what we are using, we are not using like diesel garlic inside of Jiba. In Malakal here, we are using sorghum. This is the main food here people are consumed. So the sack of sorghum was like 40,000 before, 1 week ago. But after this conflict in Sudan, the price of one sack of sorghum become now 80,000 SSC for 100 kg. And then 50 kg now is 40,000. The rest of the item is like sugar. 10 kg was like 10,000 or 15,000 SSC, but now it's 22 SSC. So everything is high now in the market.
Monica Yom, IUN, teaches nutrition at the John Gereng Memorial University of Science and Technology in Bor. Yom says the majority of the people in South Sudan have low income, and the increase in prices of basic commodities lead to malnutrition.
Malnutrition cases are really going to be very high, especially in children, in pregnant and lactating women. Also, the crime rates are really higher, because if you cannot afford, you prefer taking it by force. And that is why most of young people prefer killing others just to pick little money that other people have to sustain their lives.
Robert Pitia, chairman of the Chamber of Commerce in Central Equatoria State, told VOA last week that the fluctuating exchange rates of the dollar to South Sudanese pounds creates an atmosphere where traders take advantage of the situation to increase prices of basic food items. For VOA News, I am Deng Aiding in Bor.